لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وبالوالدين إحسانا. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، والسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. Yesterday we spoke about one attribute that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves, which is gentleness with all the people around us and in every single aspect of our life. One aspect of gentleness is that we should have gentleness with our parents. And this is something which is mentioned in several ahadith mubarakah as an individual, separate, distinct amal, which is extremely beloved in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So once a sahabi, a very famous sahabi, Abdullah ibn Masud radiallahu ta'ala an, was known as the Imam al-Fuqaha, Imam of the Jurists. He came and he asked the Prophet ﷺ this question, that, Ya Rasulullah, which action is most beloved to Allah Ta'ala? Ayyul amali ahabbu ilallah. That amal for which Allah has the most muhabbat. And one of the things that the Prophet ﷺ mentioned was wa birrul walidain, that a person should do good with their parents, should honor their parents. They should have respect for their parents. And in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this at several places, وَبِالْ وَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed that you should do good with your parents. Right after shirk, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the rights of parents, that don't do shirk with me. And then the next thing which is of importance is وَبِالْ وَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that whether one of them or both of them, they reach old age, فَلَا تَكُلْ لَهُمَا أُفِّيُمْ, that don't even say uff to them. Say not to them so much as even this word uff. وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا, and do not repel them. وَكُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا, but rather you should speak to them with a noble word, with a beautiful word. And not only you speak with them with a noble word, but Allah says, وَخْفِدْ لَهُمَا جَنَاهَ ذُلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ, and lower to them the wing of humility out of mercy. That a person should become merciful to them when they grow old, and a person should extend their, lower their wing of humility. Like when a person, this is an expression to show how much mercy we should have, that you're lowering the wings of humility out of mercy for your parents. And the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also taught us a dua in the Quran that we should make to our parents, make in, on behalf of our parents. And this is a dua which is taught by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we should make for our parents. وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا, that make dua. And you understand the importance. One is that someone tells us to make dua and they give us the word, they give us the words. Or then the Prophet ﷺ teaches us to make a dua. This is a dua which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself is guiding, is telling us, giving us the words, the alfaz, رَبِّرْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا, that O my Rabb, have mercy, have rahmat upon both of them as the way they brought me up when I was young. So from this we can understand that how important it is that we should have mercy and we should honor our parents. The Prophet ﷺ, once a person came and asked the Prophet ﷺ that, Ya Rasulallah, that what are the rights of my parents? And the Prophet ﷺ said that huma jannatuka wa naruk, that they are your jannat and they are your jahannam. And if you win them over, if you respect them, honor them, if they're pleased with you, then you will get jannat, and if they are displeased with you, then a person will be punished for that. And both are mentioned in this hadith mubarakah, parents, and your father and mother both are mentioned. Then there are also some other ahadith mubarakah where the Prophet has mentioned them individually, separately. Some ahadith for father and some ahadith for honoring and respecting our mother. So, for example, in one riwayah about the father, the Prophet said that Rida Rabbi fi Rida al-Walidi, that the pleasure of your Lord, the pleasure of Rabb, pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, lies in the pleasure of your father. Wa sakhata Rabbi fi sakhat al-Walidi, and the displeasure of Allah lies in the displeasure of your father. When in one riwayah, it's mentioned that there's an old father, a father who became old, and he came with his young son to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he came and he said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that, Ya Rasulullah, when this child, when he was young, when he was a boy, when he was a boy, he was poor and I was wealthy. And today it's the opposite. He is young, he is healthy, and I'm weak. He has wealth and I'm fakir. And he doesn't even spend on me. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed that young man and said that you should spend on your parents what you and the wealth that you have, it belongs to your father. In a similar way, there are also ahadith mubarakah which speak about mother. The Prophet said that Al Jannatu tahta aqdamil ummahat, that Jannat lies beneath the feet of your mother. Once a person came and asked the Prophet that who has the greatest right over me? I mean, hukukul ibad, one is the hukuk of Allah, the rights of Allah. After the rights of Allah, in terms of rights of people, who is that human being, that person who has the greatest right over me? And the Prophet said that ummuka, your mother. So then he again came and asked that after that, who else has the greatest right over me? And again the Prophet said, your mother. And then again, for the third time, he came and asked the same question. And again the Prophet said, your mother. The fourth time when he came, then the Prophet said, summa abuka, now your father. And he three times the Prophet mentioned mother, and the fourth time the father was mentioned. So we understand from this that we are supposed to honor our parents, both our father and our mother, be good to them. We should have husn-e-suluk with them, good treatment for both of them. But comparatively speaking, the rank, the daraja of the father, the daraja of the mother is higher than the daraja of the father. And the mother, she gives birth and she bears the pains of birth and then the tarbiyah. So look at the karam, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that because the mother, she has to undergo a lot of difficulty and she has to make many sacrifices for bringing up a child. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't waste that mushakkat, doesn't waste that struggle she undergoes through. Rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala compensates that and says that the rank of a mother is more. The rank of a mother is more. There is also another reason why we should be very careful about this hadith in particular, that we should honor our parents, because, and this applies to Ramadan. Once the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was ascending the pulpit and the minbar, and he took one step and said Ameen, then took another step and said Ameen, then took a third step and said Ameen. And then the Prophet ﷺ gave the khutbah and then came down. So the Sahaba Ikram, they asked the Prophet ﷺ that, Ya Rasulullah, today we saw something which was strange, which we haven't seen before. That you said Ameen three times when you were ascending the pulpit, the minbar. And the Prophet ﷺ said that, yes, Jibra'il alayhis salam came to me and he made three bad-du'as, and I said Ameen to those bad-du'as. What were those three bad-du'as? And this is important, because who is making bad-du'a? Jibra'il Ameen alayhi salatu wasalam, an angel who is masoom. And who is saying Ameen to those bad-du'as? Rahmatul lil alameen, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And that person will be so deprived, so mahroom, that even the Prophet has lost hope in that person. And those out of those three badduas, one of them was that Angel Jibreel alayhi salam, he said that may that person be destroyed who found his parents in old age and still was not able to earn Jannah by doing their khidmat, by serving them. And the Prophet ﷺ said Ameen to that baddua. So it means that this is a very important, that if a person has parents who are old, whether he has both of them or one of them, and if we're not able to serve them and do their khidmah and not make ourselves worthy and deserving of Jannah, then that person is truly deprived. This is a very big opportunity that a person has parents who are alive, one or both of them, and then a person through their khidmah, it's an easy way to enter into Jannat. And we should understand that when there is something permissible that our parents are telling us, then we should not repel them. We should not say no to them. We should not reject them. Yes, if there is something which is impermissible, then the principle is different. La masiyatil khaliq fima, la ta'atil makhluq fi masiyatil khaliq. That there is no obedience to creation in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in other occasions when they're telling us to do something permissible, and many times it's only in our own benefit, for our sake, for our faida. So the Sharia teaches us that we should obey them, we should respect them, we should honor their wishes. And our deen also teaches us that we should never be disrespectful, not display arrogance with them. And even if they're unbelievers, even if they're unbelievers, فَلَا تَكُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْيُنْ, then don't raise your voices. Don't raise your voices. In fact, lower to them this wing of humility, this mercy, and make dua for them and continue to make dua for them. In one riwayat, it comes that there are doors of Jannat, several doors of Jannat, and one of the best doors of Jannat is a father. And the Prophet ﷺ said that whoever wishes, he can protect this door, and whoever wishes, he can destroy this door. Anyway, through father, by honoring and respecting and having good treatment to our parents, our father in particular, a person can protect this door of Jannah and enter Jannah through this door. Once a Sahabi came to the Prophet ﷺ and he asked that, what's the haq of my walidain? And the Prophet ﷺ said that they are your Jannat or your Jahannam. In another hadith it comes, so there's if there is an obedient son or obedient child, and he looks at his parents with a gaze of love and mercy. If a child looks at his parents with one gaze of love and mercy, then for that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will write the reward of one maqbool hajj. Allahu Akbar. One maqbool hajj for this amal. And another hadith mubarakah, it's mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can forgive all the sins except for this sin of shirk. And shirk also, if a person makes tawbah, then this sin can also be forgiven. But if a person doesn't make tawbah, then all the sins Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can forgive them still, but except for this sin of shirk. But then the Prophet ﷺ said, however, disobeying one's parents and being disobedient to your parents, this is a particular sin that a person will get the punishment before they die. And in this dunya, a person will get some kind of a punishment because of this particular sin. There are many other riwayat as well. In one riwayah, which is in Tirmidhi Sharif, the Prophet ﷺ said that the three du'as which are accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they're accepted with yaqeen, and there is no doubt and shak or shubha about the acceptance of these du'as. And one of them is وَدَعْوَةُ الْوَالِدِ عَلَى وَلَدِهِ. When a father, a parent, he makes du'a for his child, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala zarur, Allah ta'ala accepts that du'a with surety. And this happens even if the parents are themselves not so religious. This is very ajeeb. That the parents are not so religious, not so pious, they're sinners. But even then, if the parents, they make dua for their children, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept the duas that they're making for their children, like Allah ta'ala accepts the dua of some wali of Allah, some friend of Allah, the way their duas are accepted, in the same way the duas of parents are accepted on behalf of their children. So that's why parents should try to make dua for their children as well. And on the other hand, when a person is disobedient or they hurt their parents, that's a very big crime in our deen. In our deen teaches us that there'll be three people, ثَلَاثَةٌ لَا يَنْزُرُ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, that Allah Ta'ala will not look at them with this gaze of rahmah on the day of Qiyamah. And understand, imagine the gravity, the intensity of this sin, that because of these sins, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not even look at that person on the day of Qiyamah, will not look in the direction of that person. And who are those three people? Number one, Al-Aq Livaladaihi. That person who is disobedient to their parents. One of them, in fact, the first and foremost of that list is that individual who is disobedient to their parents. Then another question comes that, let's say if there is a person who all of us, we should try to, in our own life, when our parents are alive, we try to win them over, we should have good treatment with them, honor them, respect them. But then sometimes it happens that we missed out on this opportunity, we were ghafil, we were absent-minded, and we made a mistake that when they were alive, we did not honor them and respect them. And now when this realization comes upon us, they have already passed away. So look at the beauty of the Sharia, that it tells us ways and strategies through which still we can give them their rights. Even if one of them or both of them have passed away, we have ways in which we can fulfill the haq that they have over us. So in one hadith mubarakah it comes, the first thing we should do is that whatever wasiya that they left behind, we should try to fulfill the wasiya. Whatever wasiya they make for us, the will, we should try to fulfill that will on their behalf. Then second thing is that if there is some loan that they had to give someone, so the children should take upon themselves this responsibility that I will discharge this loan, I will repay this obligation on behalf of my parents. Then third thing we should do is that we should make dua istighfar for our parents. Dua is also a means through which you can increase the rank of your parents. Through dua, Allah will give them rafat darajat. Allah will elevate the darajat further and further. And when you make dua and you make istighfar on their behalf, Allah Ta'ala will forgive their sins, will forgive, will overlook the mistakes that they did in their life. In Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah, he narrates a hadith that the Prophet said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases the daraja of a pious person in Jannah. So that person, he asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah, why are you elevating my daraja in Jannah? How is this progress? How is this tarakki, this advancement happening? So fayakul, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, bi istighfari waladika laka. This is happening because your son is making istighfar for you in dunya. He is making dua of forgiveness for you. He is making duas for you in the dunya. And as a result of that, I'm increasing your darajat and ranks in Jannah. So we should make dua for our parents as well when they pass away. Then another fourth thing that we should do is that when they pass away, we should try to have good treatment with their friends, with the relatives. Whoever was a good friend with our father or mother, if they're alive, the relatives were alive, we should try to maintain contact with them, say salam to them. This good treatment with the relatives of our parents will also be a compensation. We'll be able to fulfill the hukuk-e waladain that we missed out. Then another task, another amal that we can do is that we can give sadaqah and khairat on behalf of our parents. Sadaqah doesn't mean that you have to spend thousands and thousands or tens of thousands, no. In Hadith Mubarakah, it comes that even if you spend one old date, ek busida khajur, in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you a reward for that even. So we should have this habit that we should spend, make some sadaqah, give some khairat, give some charity in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and with the niyat that Allah, we ask you that the reward of this amal goes back to our parents. So this is the month of Ramadan. In Ramadan, we should try to increase our sadaqah anyway, right? And then we can also add this, we can also make this added intention that we are giving this sadaqah, and Allah, we ask you that you give the reward to our parents. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide them that reward. And as a result, Allah will forgive and overlook their mistakes and increase the darajat further in this month of Ramadan. Then another task that we can do is that if Allah ta'ala gives you istita'at and enough wealth and money and the means as well, then go and perform Umrah. We should perform Umrah and Hajj. And once we have done our own Hajj, then we can also perform Umrah and Hajj on behalf of our parents as well. Once the Prophet ﷺ said to a Sahabi that you can go and perform Hajj and Umrah on behalf of your parents, and they will get the sawab and reward for this amal. Acha, seventh thing that we can do is that we should try to do our good deeds very quickly. Quickly means that we should try to hasten to do good deeds. Hasten, race in doing as many good deeds as we can. And if we hasten to do our good deeds, then the reward of that will go to our parents as well. Now this is ajeeb, that we are doing good deeds and they are getting the reward. Why? The reason is because when a person dies, they go to this world which is called Alame Barzakh, and they're waiting there. And while the deceased, while our parents are waiting there, they're actually waiting that when can we receive those gifts from our kids. And the pious deeds, the good deeds that their kids, their children are doing in this dunya, those pious deeds will become like a gift which will reach them in their grave, in that alam-e barzakh. So they're waiting. The Shaykhul Hadith, Mawlana Zakariya Rahmatullah Alayh, has written a very ajeeb, beautiful story that there was a pious person who was walking by a graveyard, and he recited some Quran, some du'as, and he sent the sawab of that to the people buried in that graveyard. Then that night he had a dream in which he saw that there was an angel who was carrying some sack, and that sack was carrying some sawab, some reward. And that angel made an announcement, and as a result, all those people who were deceased and who were buried in that graveyard, all of them, they rose from their grave and they quickly came and approached that angel. And the angel was giving them their share of that reward. So each one of them got their share. He says that I saw that there was one person who was sitting. He did not move. He was sitting there relaxed, calm. So I asked him in that dream that why aren't you going and getting your share? So he said that the share which I was supposed to get, I'll get that itminan se, I don't have to hurry. And the reason is because I have a son who's in the dunya, who is a hafiz of the Quran, and he has a habit of reciting Quran. And when he recites Quran, because of his recital of Quran, every day I get so much ajr and reward that I'm sitting with itminan, I'm already calm and collected. I don't need to run to get my share. So in the dream he asked him, where is your son? And he mentioned the name of the son and also mentioned that particular place where he is. So this pious man, when he woke up from that dream, he went to that particular place and he saw that there was a particular shop where this son, where this young man was sitting. And he, when the customers would come to him, he would engage them, show them the garments, show them whatever he wanted to sell. And then when he would be free, he would start reciting Quran. His lips were continuously moving and he was reciting the Quran. So he says that through this, I knew that this dream was a true dream. Acha, then some time passed by and again I happened to pass by that same graveyard. And again, I did some Isale Sawab. And again, I had a dream in which I saw the same scene that the angel comes with the sack of reward and he is making an announcement and all the people are running towards that angel. This time, this person is also running to get his share. So I asked him that, what happened? Why are you running this time? And he says that, you know, my son, who was Hafiz of Quran, he passed away recently. And that ajr, that reward which I was getting through him, that has stopped. So now I have to get my share in the du'as of the aam mu'mineen, right? So that's why I also want to get, I have to race and get my share. So we should try to hasten in doing our good deeds. As a result of this, the sawab will reach our parents as well. In a similar way, we can also make nafli, optional fasting. On their behalf, we can recite Quran and we can also make dua for them. Now, what is the benefit that a person gets, right? If we honor our parents, if we have good treatment with them, one benefit, which is perhaps the greatest blessing, which is mentioned in this hadith, is that this is one of the most beloved amal in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which means that a person who has this quality that they honor their parents, that they have good treatment towards them, then that person will become the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the beauty, right? By being good to our parents, Allah ta'ala can make us his beloved. Then there are also other benefits which are mentioned in our deen. This is that amal that Allah ta'ala will give us the reward, not just in akhirah, but in this dunya as well. So one of the benefits is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put barakah in our age and in our rizq in this dunya. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he narrates that this hadith that whoever has good treatment with their parents, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put barakah in the age and the rizq of that person. Barakat. Barakah means that Allah will give a fruitful, wholesome, healthy life, long life, blessed life. And rizq, barakah and rizq. Rizq means anything that you need. It doesn't necessarily mean money or wealth. Rizq in Arabic means anything and everything that we need, including money. So Allah will put barakah in a rizq, means Allah will put barakah in all the things that we need, in wealth, in health. Allah will put barakah. So what this means is that when we have barakah, then those things will become sufficient for our needs as well. Barakah in age, Allah can put barakah that Allah Ta'ala can save us from different illnesses and sicknesses. Many times it happens that a person grows old, but they are either paralyzed or these chronic diseases or these sometimes very crippling diseases. That technically they're old, but they're not able to do anything. So barakah in age means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will safeguard, protect a person from these crippling old age diseases as well. Allah ta'ala will make them effective, even in old age, and in that sense, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will effectively increase the age of that person. And then another benefit is that when a person does some good deed and they act well with their parents, good treatment towards their parents, and they're able to provide joy to the hearts of their parents, as a result of providing joy to the heart of your parents, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive the sins of that person in this dunya. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he narrates this, that once a person, he came to the Prophet ﷺ and said that, "Ya Rasulullah, I have done this very big, major sin in my life." And the Prophet ﷺ asked him, "That is your mother alive?" And he said that, "No." And the Prophet ﷺ asked him, "That is your khala alive, your aunt, sister of your mother?" And he said that, "Yes, she is alive." The Prophet ﷺ said that, "Go to your khala and have good treatment towards her, husn-e-suluk with her, and ask her to make dua for you. And the dua that the khala makes for you, because of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive your sin." So imagine when the dua of a khala is so effective that Allah will forgive the sins of this person and Allah will make that person enter into Jannat, then the daraja of a mother is more than the daraja of an aunt. The daraja of a mother is more than the khala. So imagine the barakat of the dua of a mother. If she makes dua for us, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all the sins that we have in our life. And then another benefit, it comes in a hadith mubarakah, is that the Prophet ﷺ said that when I will enter into Jannat, so I will hear that there is someone who's reciting something. And I will ask that, whose voice is this? And I will be told that this is that young man or that young person, young woman, who wants to enter Jannat with you. That young man who wishes to enter Jannat along with you. And I will ask that, who is this person? And he said, Harisa bin Noman. So the Prophet ﷺ asked the angels that, what is the amal of this person? And they said that this person was extremely obedient to his parents, was extremely obedient to his mother, and as a result of this amal, this person will be made to enter into Jannah along with the Prophet ﷺ. So you see that whoever is obedient to their parents, they will be entering Jannah along with the Prophet ﷺ. So there are benefits in this dunya, there are benefits in akhira as well. So we should try to capitalize on this opportunity, and we should try to win them over, do as many good deeds as we can, and have husn-e-suluk with them. In fact, their daraja, their right, their haq, yani the haq of parents, is so high in our deen, it's higher than even nafli ibadat, nafl, optional ibadat. In Hadith Mubarakah, it's mentioned that Jarid, who was one of the monks of Bani Israel, a pious person, very worshipping servant of Allah, so once his mother, she came to meet him, and she called him 3 times, and this person, he was busy with some nafil ibadah. So the mother, she became upset. So it's a long story. She, as a result, this person, she, you know, the mother, she said that made some baddua for his son. And as a result, this Jarid, he actually was tested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And but he was a pious person. So Allah Ta'ala, eventually in the end, Allah Ta'ala's madad was there for him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved that person. And Allah Ta'ala also revealed to him that the reason we tested you with this trial was because he upset the heart of your mother. This is mentioned in Sahih Bukhari. After narrating this incident, then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said this statement, that لو كان جريد عالما, that if Jurayd was truly a scholar, if he had real understanding about deen, and he would have known then that the rank of a mother is even more than nafli ibadat, has more fazilat than nafli ibadat. So we should try to internalize and implement these teachings in our life. And Allah Ta'ala has given parents a very high rutbah. And if we can get their du'as, then the success in this dunya and akhirah lies in getting their du'as. Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, he took the du'as of his mother, and then he went along with his father. And then the father, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, he was asked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he told by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to sacrifice his son. So Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam left, taking the du'as of his mother. When he returned back, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him Zabihullah. That person who was sacrificed on the name of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala saved him and gave him that maqam of Zabihullah. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he left with the du'as of his mother, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him return, and when he returned, Allah ta'ala made him Kalimullah. Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam became Zabihullah. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam became Kalimullah. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, he got the du'as of his mother Maryam alayhi salam, and when he returned back, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him Ruhullah. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was young, he took the du'as of his mother Bibi Amina, and with those du'as he departed to Halima Sadia. And for 4 years or 6 years, he was in the tarbiyat of Halima Sadia. When he returned back, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the Prophet Habibullah. The Shakka Sadra Waqia happened, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him Habibullah. So we see that Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam left with the du'as of his mother. When he came back, Allah ta'ala made him Zabihullah. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam took the du'as of his mother. Allah ta'ala made him Kalimullah. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam took the du'as of his mother. Allah ta'ala made him Ruhullah. And Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took the du'as of his mother. Allah ta'ala made him Habibullah, Mahbubullah. So if we can also take the du'as of our mother, our parents, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can also give us a rank. Allah ta'ala can give us rutbah. Allah ta'ala can give us joy in this dunya and in akhirah as well. So we make dua to Allah ta'ala that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq that we can do qadr of our parents. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us pious and obedient to our parents, to do their khidmah, to serve them. And if we have made any mistakes in this regard, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive our mistakes, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability that we can rectify our mistakes. Wa akhiru da'wana anilhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Inshallah, we'll make dua. Subhana rabbil al wahhab. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al khasirin. Ya Allah, Ya Rabbi Kareem, Allah, aapke bande aapke dar par hazir hain. Allah, aap unme daaman phailaye hain. Allah, baithe hain. Allah, hamare gunahon ko maaf farma dijiye. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, apni rehmat ata farma dijiye. Allah, hamare aibon ki pardaposhi farma. Allah, hamare gunahon ko maaf farma. Allah, hamare saron se is gunahon ke bojh ko dur farma. Allah, hame acha insaan banne ki taufeeq ata farma. Acha beta banne ki taufeeq ata farma. Acha beti banne ki taufeeq ata farma. Allah, jin ke paas aulaad hai, Allah hame acha waldain banne ki taufeeq ata farma. Ya Rabbi Kareem, hame neki aur taqwa wali zindagi ata farma. Allah, dilon ko hamare noor se bhar dijiye. Ya Allah, hamare dilon ko noor se bhar dijiye. Allah, hamare dilon ko naram bana dijiye. Allah, dilon ko munawwar farma dijiye. Ya Rabbi Kareem, ilm mein barkat ata farma, amal mein barkat ata farma, sehat mein barkat ata farma, Allah, kaamon mein barkat ata farma, Allah, kadam kadam par apni barkatein shamil hal farma. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, apni rahmat se hamari in duaon ko qubool farma. Ya Allah, aapne Quran mein farmaya ke sawali ko inkaar na karo. Ya Rabbi Kareem, jab hum kamzoron ko ye hukm hai ke hum kisi sawali ko inkaar na kare, Allah, hum bhi to aapke dar ke sawali hain. Allah, aap inkaar na farmaiye. Allah, aap dar se khali na hataiye, khali na lautaiye. Ya Rabbi Kareem, rahmat ka maamla farma dijiye. Allah, fazl ata farma dijiye. Allah, ehsaan farma dijiye. Allah, aapne to Quran mein farmaya ke mere bando, tum sab ke sab faqeer ho, aur dusri jagah farmaya ke sadaqat faqeeron ka haq hota hai. Ya Rabbi Kareem, jab hum faqeer hain aur sadaqat faqeeron ke liye hota hai, Allah Taala, Ya Allah, hame apne kareemi ka sadqa ata farma dijiye. Allah, hame apni rahimi ka sadqa ata farma dijiye. Allah, apni sattari ka sadqa ata farma dijiye. Allah, apni ghaffari ka sadqa ata farma dijiye. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Allah, apne Harun alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam ko Firaun ke paas bheja to farmaya ke ja ke unke sath naram baat karna. Firaun se baat karo to narmi ke sath baat karo. Ya Rabbi Kareem, jab Firaun ke sath aap naram baat karne ka hukm farma rahe, Allah, woh Firaun jo ana rabbukum ul ala ka dawa karta tha. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, jitne log yahan jama hain, Allah, din ke andar kitni dafa hum apna sar sajde mein rakh ke subhan rabbil ala ki gawaiyan dete hain, Allah, aap hamare sath narmi farma dijiye. Allah, narmi ka mamla farma dijiye. Allah, aap naram hain, aapko narmi pasand hai. اللہ ہمارے ساتھ نرمی والا معاملہ فرما دیجئے، اللہ آج کی اس مجلس میں تمام گناہوں کو معاف فرما دیجئے، اللہ ہماری کامل بخشش فرما دیجئے، اللہ ہماری خطاؤں کو درگزر فرما، یا رب کریم، یا اللہ رحمتوں کا معاملہ فرما دیجئے، یا اللہ ہماری خالی جھوریوں کو بھر دیجئے، اللہ ہم نے دیکھا ہے دنیا کے اندر، اللہ ماں اپنے بچے سے اتنی محبت کرتی ہے کہ اس کو منع نہیں کر پاتی، اللہ جب ماں بچے سے محبت کرتی ہے منع نہیں کر پاتی، اللہ آپ تو 70 ماؤں سے بھی زیادہ، اس سے بھی زیادہ اپنے بندوں سے محبت فرماتے ہیں، اللہ ہم بھی تو آپ ہی سے مانگ رہے ہیں، اللہ ہمیں منع نہ فرمائیے، اللہ منع نہ فرمائیے، اللہ دے دیجئے، اللہ ماں بچے کو دے کے خوش ہو جاتی ہے، اللہ آپ ہی ہمیں دے کے خوش ہو جائیے، اللہ آپ دے کے خوش ہوتے ہیں ہم آپ سے لے کے خوش ہوتے ہیں، اللہ آپ دے کے خوش کر دیجئے، دے کے خوش ہو جائیے، اللہ ہمیں دے کر خوش کر دیجئے، یا رب کریم ہمیں اپنی محبت دے دیجئے، ہمیں اپنی معرفت دے دیجئے، اللہ ہمیں اپنی رحمت دے دیجئے، اللہ ہمیں اپنی ستاری عطا کر دیجئے، اللہ ہمیں اپنی نعمتیں عطا کر دیجئے، اللہ ہمیں اپنا تعلق عطا کر دیجئے، یا رب کریم اپنی رحمت ہمیں عطا فرما دیجئے، یا رب کریم ہم نے دنیا میں دیکھا ہے بچہ چلتے چلتے تھک جاتا ہے تو اپنے ابو کو پکارتا ہے، ابو خود بھی تھکے ہوتے ہیں لیکن بچے کو اٹھا لیتے ہیں، اللہ ہم بھی چلتے چلتے تھک گئے، اللہ ہم بھی چلتے چلتے تھک گئے، یا رب کریم ہم آپ کو پکارتے ہیں، اللہ آپ اپنی رحمت میں ہمیں لے لیجئے، اللہ رحمت کے ساتھ، اللہ عافیت کے ساتھ، اللہ ہمیں اپنی تک پہنچا دیجئے، اللہ آپ تک آنا چاہتے ہیں، اللہ شیطان بہکا دیتا ہے، نفس ہٹا دیتا ہے، اللہ اپنی رحمت فرما دیجئے، اللہ ہم نے تو دیکھا ہے کہ جب بچہ باپ اس کو اپنی طرف بلاتا ہے بچہ قدم اٹھاتا ہے لیکن بچہ پھسلنے والا ہوتا ہے تو بچہ پھسلنے سے پہلے باپ اس کو گود میں لے لیتا ہے، یا رب کریم ہم آپ کی طرف آنا چاہتے ہیں، اللہ ہم قدم اٹھاتے ہیں لیکن اللہ شیطان ہمیں گرا دیتا ہے، یا رب کریم ہمیں گرنے سے بچا لیجئے، اللہ ہمیں گرنے سے بچا لیجئے، ہمیں پھسلنے سے بچا لیجئے، اللہ پیچھے مڑنے سے بچا لیجئے، اللہ اپنی رحمت سے اللہ ہمیں گود میں لے لیجئے، اللہ ہمیں اپنی تک پہنچا دیجئے، اللہ ہمیں اپنا قرب عطا فرما دیجئے، یا رب کریم ہم جانتے ہیں کہ ہم برے ہیں، اللہ ہم نے دنیا میں لکھا ہے اللہ ہر شخص بروں سے تو نفرت ہی کرتا ہے لیکن اللہ ماں بروں سے نفرت نہیں کرتی، اللہ ہم نے دیکھا ہے کہ ماں کا جو بچہ ہوتا ہے چاہے جتنا ہی برا ہو اللہ ماں پھر بھی محبت کرتی ہے، یا رب کریم آپ بھی محبت فرما دیجئے، اللہ آپ بھی محبت والا معاملہ فرما دیجئے، یا رب کریم ہم نے دیکھا ہے کہ اگر ماں جب دیکھتی ہے کہ بچہ نجاست میں ہے گندگی میں لتھرا ہوا ہے اللہ ماں اس کو اپنے سے دور نہیں کرتی، ماں اس کو چھوڑ نہیں دیتی، سمجھتی ہے کہ یہ نادان ہے نا سمجھ ہے، بیٹا تو میرا ہی ہے، اللہ ہم بھی اللہ ہم نے بھی نادانی میں گناہ کر دیے، اللہ ہم نے ماں کو دیکھا ہے کہ وہ اس کو پہ بچے کو اپنے ساتھ لے جاتی ہے، اس کو نہلاتی ہے دھلاتی ہے صابن لگاتی ہے میل کچل کو دور کر دیتی ہے اور پھر اس کو نئے کپڑے پہناتی ہے اور پھر خوشبو لگاتی ہے اور پھر اپنے سینے سے لگا لیتی ہے، یا رب کریم یا اللہ ہم بھی آپ کے بندے ہیں، اللہ نادانی میں کچھ گناہ کر دیے اللہ گناہوں پہ شرم آتی ہے، یا رب کریم آپ کے سامنے حاضر ہیں اللہ توبہ تائب ہونا چاہتے ہیں توبہ کر رہے ہیں، یا رب کریم آپ اس ماں کی طرح جس طرح ماں نے بچے کو نہلا دیا تھا اللہ آپ تو اس ماں سے بھی زیادہ محبت فرماتے ہیں، اللہ ہمیں بھی غسل توبہ کی توفیق عطا فرما دیجئے، اللہ ہمارے گناہوں پہ بھی اللہ اپنی رحمت کی بارش برسا دیجئے، اپنی رحمت کی بارش سے اللہ ہمیں پاک کر دیجئے، ہمیں صاف کر دیجئے، گناہوں کے میل کو دور فرما دیجئے، اور یا رب کریم یا اللہ ہمیں پھر اپنا تقوی کا لباس عطا فرما دیجئے، اور اللہ اپنا قرب عطا فرما دیجئے، اللہ اپنی محبت عطا فرما دیجئے، اللہ ہمیں اپنے قریب کر دیجئے، یا رب کریم یا اللہ شروع میں تو بچے کے کوئی بھی قریب نہیں آتا، سب کہتے ہیں کہ دور ہو جاؤ بو آئی ہے، اللہ لیکن جب ماں اس کو پہنا دیتی ہے خوشبو لگا دیتی ہے تو وہی لوگ پھر بچے کے قریب آتے ہیں، وہی لوگ پھر بچے کو چومتے ہیں، وہی لوگ پھر بچے کو پیار کرتے ہیں، یا رب کریم یا اللہ آپ بھی ہمیں پاک کر دیجئے، اللہ ہمیں تقوی کی خوشبو لگا دیجئے، اللہ ہمیں اپنا قرب عطا فرما دیجئے، اللہ ہمیں بھی اللہ لوگوں کا مقبول بنا دیجئے، اپنا بھی مقبول بنا دیجئے، یا رب کریم رحمت عطا فرما دیجئے، اپنی رحمت کی چادر میں ہمیں جگہ عطا فرما دیجئے، یا رب کریم یا اللہ ہماری ان دعاؤں کو قبول فرما لیجئے، یا اللہ جو دل کی نیک مرادیں ہیں اللہ اپنی رحمتوں سے قبول فرما، اللہ جو مانگا ہے وہ بھی عطا فرما، جو مانگنا چاہیے تھا نہیں مانگ سکے اللہ وہ بھی نصیب فرما، یا رب کریم ہمارے زندگی کے جو آخری حصے کو اللہ ہمارے سب سے بہترین زندگی کا حصہ بنا، اللہ جو قیامت والا دن ہے اللہ اس کو سب سے بہترین دن بنا، ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم صلى الله تعالى على حبيبه خير خلقه محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.